From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Theo. August 4th, Tech Roundup. Five stories, here's number one. Let's get into it. First, from KD Nuggets. Seven approaches to reduce inference latency in your LLM workflows. From quantization to speculative decoding, here are seven engineering strategies to ship faster, more responsive generative AI applications in production. Dealing with inference latency. As large language models, LLMs, move from research prototypes into production, engineering teams run into a hard truth. Building an intelligent model is only half the battle. Serving that model to users in real time is a different engineering challenge entirely. In generative AI, inference is the phase where a trained model processes your input, the prompt, and generates an output, the response. Next, second, from KD Nuggets. I replaced PIP, Virtual NV, and Poetry with UV. Here's why. UV is making my life easier by giving me one fast tool for package installation, virtual environments, lock files, Python versions, and running project commands. Python packaging has always felt a bit messy to me. For one project, I would use PIP to install packages globally because I forgot to create a virtual environment. For another, I would create a VNV, forget to activate it, and accidentally install packages globally again. For bigger projects, I would switch to Poetry for dependency management, packaging, and lock files. Up next, third, from Google AI blog. The latest AI news we announced in July 2026. For more than 20 years, we've invested in machine learning and AI research tools and infrastructure to build products that make everyday life better for more people. Teams across Google are working on ways to unlock AI's benefits in fields as wide-ranging as healthcare, crisis response, and education. To keep you posted on our progress, we're doing a regular roundup of Google's most recent AI news. Here's a look back at some of our AI announcements from July. July brought a wave of AI advances to support developers, simplify everyday life, and protect local communities. And then, fourth, from the decoder. OpenAI fires back at Apple's trade secret lawsuit with chat logs showing Apple employees kept texting their former colleague. OpenAI is pushing back against Apple's trade secret lawsuit and has released iMessage threads from former Apple engineer Chang Liu. The messages appear to show Apple employees themselves reaching out to their former colleague for technical help and internal files after he left the company. The article OpenAI fires back at Apple's trade secret lawsuit with chat logs showing Apple employees kept texting their former colleague appeared first on the decoder. Next, fifth, from the decoder. Silicon Valley's rift over open source pushes back contemplated White House bans on Chinese AI. The Trump administration discussed sanctions and cloud bans targeting Chinese open-source AI models, according to the New York Times. OpenAI and Anthropic pushed for restrictions, while NVIDIA, Google, and Meta fought back. After pushback from Silicon Valley, Washington backed off for now. But a decision is expected before Xi Jinping's visit in September. The article, Silicon Valley's Rift Over Open Source Pushes Back, Contemplated White House Bans on Chinese AI, appeared first on the decoder. Up next, sixth, from Towards Data Science, Using Agents as Tools. For a well-defined operation, the tool can simply be a script-based function or an API. But once the task becomes more open-ended, it can be quite difficult to capture the problem-solving logic in a predefined script. This leads to an interesting question. The answer is yes, and this is the so-called agent as a tool pattern. In this post, we'll explore this pattern using the OpenAI Agents SDK and illustrate it with a small case study. 1. The agent as a tool pattern. As implied by its name, in this pattern, agents are treated as tools called by a manager agent. And then, seventh, from Towards Data Science. Are home teams favored by referees in football soccer? Lately, I've turned this into a routine. Whenever a debate sparks up over something we can measure, I track down the data to get the facts straight. I finally reached my limit with the wild guessing people rely on to make their points, so I decided to use my skills to let the numbers do the talking instead. And since I'm already going down these rabbit holes just to shut up my friends, I figured it would be cool to start sharing my findings with you. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.